content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the January-February copy of Southern Living magazine. This week, we are going to finish our Wing It, Let's Wing It piece that we began in our last episode. So we'll finish with some great wing recipes. And then we'll get to the Grumpy Gardener. All right. Great. Are you ready? These are soul side wings, and the soul side is spelled S-E-O-U-L. Soul side wings, where Korean wings are king. And this recipe is from Houston, Texas. Texas has a reputation for being bold, so it should come as no surprise that some of the meatiest, crispiest wings hail from the Lone Star State. Houston's culinary scene, is deeply shaped by its vibrant Asian community, with the Bel Air and Chinatown areas acting as hubs for pho, ramen, curry, and banh mi. Another delicacy is Korean fried chicken. And while you'll find a number of brick-and-mortar places serving it, your best bet is to locate the Korean food truck Soulside Wings. Founded by Jane Lim and her brothers, this eatery is known for brined, battered, and double-fried jumbo wings. The Korean style is all about the crunchy exterior, and she has perfected her technique. I'm inspired by the savory brine of southern fried chicken, coupled with a Korean batter that's thin and extra crispy, she says. Their team spent more than a year crafting the batter alongside scratch-made marinades and sauces. Many Korean dishes are served with banchan, a punchy array of small bites, such as pickles, cooked vegetables, and condiments. And Lim also has sides like corn cheese and pickled radishes. For those with milder tastes, skip the hot baki sauce. It's a spicy one. And opt for the fiery sweet K-sauce, which has a gochujang base. Adding to the fun, there are fries piled with house-made charred kimchi, spicy mayo, onions, cilantro, and cheese. And listeners, just so that I am correct on the way I spelled gochujang base, it is G-O-C-H-U-G-A-N-G. And I apologize to our Korean listeners if I mispronounce that. All right. And these, you know, listeners, we did actually finish the recipes in our last episode. So what we're doing now is visiting all the best wing places in the South. That's what this article is about. All right. Ching's Hot Wings, the home of honey gold. And this is in Memphis, Tennessee. Following the yellow brick road could lead you to the Emerald City. But in Memphis, a trip down Get Well Road will bring you to a pot of honey gold. Nestled in a strip mall, Ching's Hot Wings beckons with a sun-faded yellow sign that's been in place for more than 20 years. Inside, the walls are lined with photos of local sports heroes, from youth leagues to the Tigers and the Grizzlies. It should come as no surprise that Memphis has spawned its own sauce to serve as a backing track to crisp chicken. Made with a blend of honey, yellow mustard, vinegar, and spices, honey gold is a middle ground between spicy buffalo and sweet barbecue sauces, cementing it as a crowd pleaser for all tastes. Ching's boasts many choices, starting with an option to order whole wings or party cut, quote unquote, with flats that have the tips left on and drums that have been butchered accordingly. I opt for the party route with Honey Gold and a side of Honey Hot, two of their dozen-plus flavors. As I open the container, the fiery, sugary steam makes my mouth water in anticipation. My eyes are confused by the celery and carrot sticks swimming in the sauce among the hard-fried wings. But I decide this is the only way I want to eat my veggies from now on. Despite its name, the Honey Gold is incredibly balanced, with the right kick and sweetness to make each bite tantalizing. In a city rich in culinary heritage, Ching's Honey Gold wings are authentically Memphis and unmistakably delicious. And our next stop, listeners, is Local Q, C-U-E. Go for the gold, and this is in Greenville, South Carolina. Just east of downtown Greenville, this treasure is tucked into a strip mall. Local Q has a laid-back sports bar vibe with pool tables, televisions, and board games. The setup and atmosphere are family-friendly. It's the kind of place you'll want to spend the whole day. That's easy to do thanks to a menu of snacks such as pork rinds and Cajun fried pickles, plus more substantial options like chili, smoked brisket sandwiches, and burgers. As tempting as those are, I'm dead set on the jumbo smoked wings. Folks here encourage you to taste the meat itself before adding your preferred condiment. That's an approach I appreciate, as time, temperature, and expertise allow the chicken to pull clean off the bone, something you should experience before introducing anything else to the dish. While there are more than 15 options, including the popular jalapeno mango, the best one is the SC Gold Barbecue. This tangy, slightly sweet, mustard-based barbecue sauce has origins that can be traced back to German immigrants who settled in the area beginning in the 18th century. It's distinctly different from the vinegar-laden sauces of North Carolina, though Local Q has one of those too, which gets amped up with honey and crushed red pepper flakes. Back to the wings. They are truly oversized. Each one is an experience, not just a casual bite. With sauces served on the side, as they should be, it's up to each diner to lacquer them to their liking. Rooted in Carolina tradition, these SC Gold barbecue wings are meaty and worthy of national attention. Howard China, do the mumbo in Washington, D.C. Just steps away from Howard University, Howard China is a true hole in the wall. There are no seats, no tables, no credit cards, just an ATM and some of the crispiest chicken wings I've found in all my travels. For college students, this is what late-night dreams are made of. The wings are lightly battered, fried whole, and not tossed in any sauce. But that's no issue, as a thick, tangy, sweet mumbo sauce arrives in containers, ready to pour, dip, and dunk however you desire. The condiment, sometimes spelled Mambo, M-A-M-B-O, is a staple in D.C., but it also has roots in Chicago, where entrepreneur Argia B. Collins concocted an earlier version of it in the 1950s. And the flavor? It's similar to a Chinese sweet and sour combined with a barbecue sauce. While fries are on the menu, I stick with another house specialty. a side of fried rice studded with diced onion and bean sprouts. The weight of the wings and rice in the go-to container feels formidable, and I eagerly dig in, pouring mumbo all over the wings and rice. Due to the haste, my pants garner a ricochet stain or two. As I switch from the main dish to the side, I realize that I'll likely need both a nap and some more napkins. The pro move is to ask for extra sauce. Keep it in the fridge to spice up your own meals. Take out, shoe leather, anything. And now we are on to the Cap Restaurant, Comeback Country, Natchez, Mississippi. On historic Silver Street along the Mississippi River sits the Cap Restaurant. This location, once the site of a bustling port, is now where people come for craft beers and southern fare. I quickly make friends with locals, including bartender and amateur historian Cody McDonald. With both a quick wit and a strong pour, he eases me into a half dozen wings with camp sauce, a riff on the state's popular comeback sauce. It is believed that the condiment, originally called kumbak, and that's spelled K-U-M-B-A-K, was first created in the 1930s. It's widely credited to the rotisserie and other Greek immigrant-owned restaurants in Jackson. The name says it all. Once you try it, you will keep returning for more. Universally, this is a mayonnaise-based concoction that has a blend of Mediterranean and Southern flavors, with each eatery adding its own unique twist, like ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, hot sauce, lemon juice, or spices. At the Cap Restaurant, wings come smoked, fried, or both. Regardless of my preferred preparation, my confidants advise me to go all in on the camp sauce. I opt for smoked and dig in like a high school quarterback. Slightly pink in color, primarily from Tabasco and cayenne, and beautifully glossy. The sauce is tongue-pinching sour, but immediately melds into a complex blend of heat, tang, and umami. Even after the food is long gone, the warm hospitality of the evening lingers. I'm already making plans to come back. Saw's Juke Joint, S-A-W-apostrophe-S, Juke Joint, where white sauce rules. And this is in Birmingham, Alabama. These days, white sauce is a mainstay at barbecue places across America. But it wasn't that long ago when this tangy, mayo-based concoction was rarely found outside the confines of North Alabama. Credited to Bob Gibson, founder of Big Bob Gibson Barbecue, an institution that got its start in 1925 in Decatur, Alabama, white sauce was originally crafted to keep pit-roasted chicken moist and flavorful during long cooking times. Fast forward 100 years, and his white sauce has moved from the back of the house and has become a popular accompaniment to pulled pork, brisket, and sausage. At SAW's restaurants in the Birmingham area, it's irresistible paired with wings. The local favorite was founded by the late Mike Wilson, a native North Carolinian and University of Alabama alum, who helped push the barbecue envelope with his unique mix of Carolina tang and Alabama soul. My go-to location is Saw's Juke Joint in the Crestline neighborhood, featuring live music and smoked wings, which are not on the menu at all of their 6 outposts. The freshly cut meat is dry-rubbed and smoked over hickory wood until it's tender and has a pink hue. After a quick flash fry, the cook stole out a 1-2 punch, a toss in Saw's signature sauce, which is a marriage of Carolina vinegar and Alabama piquant, plus a drizzle of the pepper-laden white sauce that makes ranch or blue cheese seem irrelevant. This meal is one of the best representations of barbecue translated into a wing format. Rich in both soul and flavor, and unapologetically messy. And now, listeners, we are on to Bayou Hot Wings, stuck on Bayou Street. Stuck on Bayou Suite in New Orleans, Louisiana. In New Orleans, there are so many culinary diversions. Gumbo, étouffée, po'boys, before one might crave chicken. That's what I thought prior to discovering this spot. Near the campuses of Loyola University, New Orleans, and Tulane University, sits Bayou Hot Wings, where chefs Alan Nguyen and Kyle Makepeace have created a different kind of masterpiece. The eatery, which has earned rave reviews from the Travel Channel and other national outlets, has a dedicated local following as well. What started as two young chefs chasing a passion has grown into more than just food. "We've become part of the fabric of New Orleans," says Nguyen. "Our vision is simple. Make the kind of wings we want to eat, with bold flavors, house-made sauces, and no shortcuts." The Bayou Sweet Heat Dressing features Louisiana's own crystal hot sauce as its main ingredient, providing a rich swirl of tang and spice. The ranch, honey mustard, and blue cheese dips are also delicious. But it's the zesty remoulade that beckons you to dunk with abandon. The chefs also concocted the Bayou Beast Challenge. 10 spicy wings must be consumed in under 5 minutes with no napkins, no drinks, and no breaks. Survivors get their names on a wall of fame, along with a t-shirt for bragging rights. I skip that in favor of rounding out my meal with fried gator bites and frog legs. This place proves that even in a city with legendary Creole and Cajun cuisines, wings are worth celebrating too. And finally, listeners, Noble's Hot Chicken Headquarters, and this is in Nashville, Tennessee. Having lived in Nashville for more than 20 years, I've seen its rapid ascent into the American spotlight. In all its acclaim, I've been most perplexed by the worldwide phenomenon of our most popular non-musical export, hot chicken. In the old days, Prince's Hot Chicken and Bolton's famous hot chicken and fish ruled the roost. That's Bolton's famous hot chicken and fish, listeners, ruled the roost along with Prince's Hot Chicken. As time passed, chains like Hattie B's Hot Chicken and Party Fowl have homogenized the concept, which has caught on in places far from the Music City. Buffalo style is not Nashville hot. While the former is simply coated in a buttery hot sauce, the latter is marinated in a blend of spice and brine, dry rubbed with cayenne pepper, paprika, brown sugar, and garlic powder, and then finished in a muddy oil that's bloomed with the same ingredients as the dry rub. On the Scoville scale, hot chicken can range from fiery to atomic. Excuse me, you see it everywhere now, but finding it in wing form is not so easy. However, you only need one great spot, and for me, that's Noble's, an East Nashville sports bar. Their version is smoked low and slow, hit with their proprietary dry rub, flash fried, and dunked in homemade mud. They serve it properly over Bunny brand white bread with dill pickle chips and a house ranch that's good enough to bottle. And there's a photo of it here, listeners, on a golden wooden table. It's a golden-hued photo. And in the background and all around it are round serving cups of those white ceramic serving cups of the sides. One is coleslaw. One appears to be hush puppies. There's baked beans. And then there are other small sauce round dishes and a couple of beers. We're looking down at the table, and in the center is a rimmed baking pan filled with chicken wings of a golden honey hue with kind of a sunset orangey red also on the crust, and some dill pickle chips interspersed throughout them. And there's some bread. They are sitting on some toasted bread. And there's some more coleslaw with some chives and other slices on the top of it, slices of carrots atop that. And that's from Noble's in Nashville. And we've got we have a bit of a footnote here. Yes, we've got some 10 more wings worth the trip. Mama's Mustard, Pickles and Barbecue. And that's in Louisville, Kentucky. These smoked wings earn Guy Fieri's Triple D praise, something locals have been giving them since the beginning. 2, Smokin' Joe Bucks in Sherwood, Arkansas. When they are open, go. The operating hours and days at this place are a bit sporadic. Check online. But their tender meat rewards the effort. 3, Nam Fung, Atlanta, Georgia. Situated off Atlanta's famous Buford Highway, this Vietnamese joint cooks up wok-fried wings in a fish sauce. 4, Crickets, Madison, Alabama. Expect no frills, no fuss, just crunchy fried goodness. Although the wings are a touch smaller in size, they are served with plenty of hospitality and have earned a legion of enthusiastic fans. 5, Brother Z's Wang Shack, and that's in Nashville, Tennessee. Choose from gizzards and crispy wings, plus more than a dozen sauces, including honey gold. 6, Moosehead Grill in Charlotte, North Carolina. This beloved sports bar is known for blackened wings as well as the bee stings, dressed in a combo of honey and habanero. 7, Domu, Jacksonville, Florida. Go for the extra crisp wings coated in kimchi butter and sesame seeds, or try some of the rotating seasonal flavors. 8, Fairley's Wings and More in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Located in the heart of town, this spot whips up innovative combinations like Cajun Ranch. 9, Cajun Kid Burgers and Wings. And listeners, that is spelled K-A-J-U-N. And Kid is spelled with a double D. Cajun Kid Burgers and Wings, and that is in Thibodaux, Louisiana. Thibodaux. Thibodaux, Louisiana. Pick from flavors like Show Nuff and Click Clack Parm Emetics. And finally, 10, Track 1, El Paso, Texas. Step inside vintage railroad cars and devour Track 1's meaty wings. Don't miss the double dip with both honey and hot sauce. And we've got one other footnote here, listeners. Certified Pies, the birthplace of truth sauce. Mifflin's in Little Rock, Arkansas. When the pandemic shut down the world, causing hardship to many, it also underscored one of the best human qualities, persistence. Keith Tucker Jr. is a chef and an R&B musician known to many by his stage name, Keith Truth. When gigs dried up in 2020, Tucker and his son, Keith Tucker III, did not panic. Instead, they turned a family recipe into a brand, and Truth Sauce was born. Described by the chef as heaven for your palate, Truth Sauce is a blend of sweet and heat, landing somewhere between barbecue and chili sauces. It's a hybrid. Folks like it on wings, burgers, stir fries, and even omelets, he notes. Father and son go together like pizza and wings, so it seemed natural for them to pair up with Certified Pies, a pizza joint west of downtown Little Rock that has been dressing their fried boneless and bone-in wings and pies in Truth Sauce. They also started out during the pandemic, and we built our relationship on helping each other in a difficult time. It's been a match made in heaven ever since, says the chef. While bottles are now available online and at national retailers, it will always be a Little Rock favorite. My community has supported me from day one. My biggest success is serving as a positive example to the next generation, he says. And this footnote, listeners, is written on a what appears to be a big puddle of Truth Sauce, red Truth Sauce there. And there's a photo of the wings and some fries, all golden hued again on a golden table. And as you might have heard, we have run out of time for today's episode of Southern Living. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.